Today's devotion is entitled, Garments of Salvation, by Pastor Josh Shoon, Word of Life, Naperville. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all nations. Isaiah 61:10-11. Can you make a white dress work? Isaiah 61 is a message of praise for the righteousness that God has granted. It hearkens to the purity of white attire as a symbol of holiness and goodness. What it compels us to do is consider our unworthiness and how we are protected by God's grace, honor, and deliverance. As you reflect on these words from Isaiah, here are 3 points to consider. 1. People, once upon a time, wanted to dress like priests. Israelite priests were to wear clean and spotless robes as a part of their sacred duties. They were designed for glory and beauty, symbolizing purity and holiness before God. We still see the formality of wedding attire as a reflection of this symbolism. It seems that some things don't go out of style. There are times when we want to present ourselves as otherworldly. We want to dream of something greater for ourselves, a spiritual awakening beyond our ability. It's a beautiful reminder of what we hope God can do for us. 2. Righteousness and salvation cover our shame. Nahum 3:5 says, I will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will make nations look at your nakedness and kingdoms at your shame. This warning to the city of Nineveh is a reminder to all that there is much shame to show the world in each of us. Yet God chooses to cover us with his righteousness and salvation, so that the legacy of Christ is what people see, not the pain and hurt of our original sin. 3. Seeing righteousness and praise is meant to beget righteousness and praise. Monkey see, monkey do. It's a crass way of saying it, but the more we see righteousness and praise in our lives and around us, the more we should want to give righteousness and praise to God. We have so much to be thankful for, sometimes it gets lost in the reality of struggle. Take a few moments to examine the righteousness and praise of your setting. The splendor of seeing a white dress in weddings and other formal settings is a sight to behold. The next time you see one, may it remind you of the righteousness you've been given as clothing in Christ. Wear it proudly. Amen.